Three Lieberman Parishes, Nassau.
It's just 2 days after Shavuos, 2 days after the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satayra. We would like it that the Yom Tov shouldn't be something of the past, it should be something which carries on. So what are the eitzes to make the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satayra, something which we can carry on taking with us, and not make it something just of the past? There is a mitzvah. We're not meant to forget the day of Maimat HaSinai. Every year Shavuos is like a replay of Maimat HaSinai. We've actually got a brocha every morning to remind us of Maimat HaSinai. Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah consists mainly of two brochas. Last week we saw it together with the Harev, according to many poskim, is one long brocha. And then we've got a second brocha, Asher Bocha Bonu Mekol HaAmim V'Nos Lones Toirosoi. The Torah writes, what's this second brocha, Asher Bocha Bonu? Means we're thanking the Birchas HaShvach on Maimat HaSinai. We thank you, Rabbi Nishal Olam, for choosing us. Choosing us when you took us out of Mitzrayim and giving us your Torah, he says, the Birchas HaShvach of Maimat HaSinai. The Bach says, because it's very unlikely, why should we have two brochas on a mitzvah? We don't normally have two brochas on a single mitzvah, unless it's a different type of brocha. Of two Birchas HaMitzvahs we don't normally have. So why do we have two brochas when it comes to Birchas HaTorah? Says the Bach, that's what the Torah means. It's not just a brocha on mitzvahs limud haTorah. It's a birchas haShvach on Maimat HaSinai. And therefore, says the Bach, therefore realize what the token of the brocha is. We'll thank the Rebbeim every day that you gave us a Kabbalah HaTorah. You gave us the Torah. And we actually, says the Bach, we have to remember the details of Kabbalah Torah as well. We have to remember how Hashem gave us the Torah. Says the Bach, remember, there was a very big fire there. The fire demonstrated, fire showed us the chashivas of the Torah, showed us of the ruchnias, value of the Torah. We have to remember it was an amazing spectacle, Maimat HaSinai. And therefore, that's all part of the Birchas HaTorah which we make. The Mechaber says, Birchas HaTorah tzorich lizoy bo ma'oid. Be very, very careful to make sure you say Birchas HaTorah and not to miss it out and make sure to say it properly. There are a lot of schoolers by person saying Birchas HaTorah properly. Mishbura brings that it's a school of having good children and it's a school of a person having a tzlok in his learning. The Tzlach actually writes, he believes a school and if law, we all hope, we always hope that we want to remember all what we learned. It would be such a chesed if Hashem would help us to remember all what we learned, be a mechaya. But we forget, what's the best schooler for remembering what one's learned? So the Tzlach, I think a schooler and if law, a fantastic schooler, shalo yishbach ma sheyilmoid, that he shouldn't forget what he learns is by saying Birchas HaTorah carefully. And says the Tzlach, I haven't just made it up. I believe it's Merumas in the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Dor Lamed Chesed Aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu had the same problem. He was learning and learning and constantly forgetting. As they say to Gemara, he couldn't remember what he learned. Says the Gemara, Kol Abom Yoy Moshe Rabbeinu Loim Shaka, Ad Shenitin Loi B'Matona. till it was given to him, b'matana, he couldn't retain, he couldn't remember his learning. Once Torah was given to Moshe as a matana, then it stayed inside him. So says the Tzlach. So you see, we have to make sure the Torah is given to us b'matana. How do we get the Torah as a matana? Says the Tzlach, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that we find a pasuk mitchila Torah nikras al the Shem the Rabbeinu Shalom, ulipsof nikras al Shemoy. The pasuk says kim b'toyras Hashem cheftsoy. Of a Torah, soy yege yom of a laila. The Torah at first is called Torah Hashem, it's not yours. Eventually it becomes Torah soy. So we need to make sure the Torah is our Torah in order that we should remember it. Like we see in the Gemara Nadorim, only when Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah's matona, then he remembered it. So we have to make sure the Torah becomes Torah soy, not Torah Hashem, and then we've got a chance of remembering. How do we make the switch over from Torah Hashem to Torah soy? Says them the Tzlach. Let's look at third Gemara. The Gemara Ketzed Mavarachim. The Gemara says when it comes to the Olam Hazeh, there's a post which says Ha'ora Hashemayim Shemayim Shem Ha'oretz Nosav Ne'odom, and there's another post Hashem Ha'oretz Meloyo. So does the world belong to us or does it belong to the Rabbeinu Shalom? Says the Gemara, Kan Koyta Brocha Kan Acha Brocha. So you see, says the Tzlach, brochas make the transfer from the Rabbeinu Shalom to us. So like we see it, says the Tzlach, when it comes to Olam Hazeh in general, that we got permission, that becomes our Oros Nosveyotah through Brocha. Says the Tzlach, I believe that's how you make it from Torah Hashem to Torah Soy as well. How do you make it Torah Soy? But with a Brocha, with Birkas HaTorah. Once it becomes your Torah, you don't forget it anymore. As I state, Moshe Rabbeinu once was Nitzel B'Toni, don't forget it anymore. Says the Tzlach, therefore I believe if we're looking for eights, how to make sure we remember, the answer is Birkas HaTorah. Birkas HaTorah, at least we say it carefully and we appreciate the value of it, that is how we can retain what we learn and that's how we remember better what we learned. And he carries on the Tzlach. He says, if you look in the Sefer, the Alochs Gedolos, the Bahag, before he starts his Sefer, he just writes out in full the Birkas HaTorah. He writes out in full Birkas HaTorah. What for? What's he trying to do? Teach people to say Birkas HaTorah. What's he trying to do? Says the Tzlach, I believe the Bahag wants to give us this message. The Bahag wrote a Sefer, Alochs Gedolos, which in a way was a Sikkum of Kol HaTorah Kulo. But he says, you want to remember it. You don't just want to... He doesn't want people just to learn the Sefer and then forget it a minute later. He wanted people to learn his Sefer properly and remember it. See, he told us, or he showed us, the 80 is Birkas HaTorah. See, he was magdim, the Birkas HaTorah, in the beginning of his Sefer, to teach us that that is the way to remember, to learn and remember it with Birkas HaTorah. Carries on the Tzlach, we know the first Masechta in Shas is called Brochus. Why Brochus? It should be called Krishma. The first Mishnah doesn't start with Brochus. Ketzim of Ogre is Brochus. Then the beginning of Brochus doesn't talk so much about Brochus. Meim Zaykoin HaShemar. So this is the first Brochus should be called Masechta Krishma. That's what should be called. You want to move on to Masechta Tefillah. Why Masechta Brochus? Why is Brochus called Masechta Brochus, says the Tzlach. Says the Tzlach, I believe that Rabbeinu HaKodesh wanted to give us the same message. He said, why did he write Masechta? Torah Shavar Peh was meant to be Torah Shavar Peh. The problem was, we were forgetting. Torah was getting forgotten. Eis la'asel Hashem hefei Torah Sechol. That's why he wrote the Shishasita Mishnah. In order to prevent us from forgetting the Torah. The Torah shouldn't get forgotten. Says the Tzlach, Rabbeinu HaKodesh wanted to remind us. It's, when I wrote it down, that's not enough. You may still forget it. You will learn, you're still forgetting. Brochus. Remember. To keep the Torah Shabbat Peh from being forgotten, remember Brochus. Starting with Brochus, he wanted to be Meramez Birkas HaTorah in the name of the first Masechta. You're setting on starting Torah Shabbat Peh. The idea is to make sure Torah is not forgotten. Remember, the first Masechta is Brochus. Brochus helps you maintain the limit of Torah. Brochus helps us that we shouldn't forget the Torah we learn. That's why he called it Masechta Brochus. So these are the gewaltige koiches of Birchus HaTorah, and that's why the Mechaber Tzadik, an interesting lashon, said sorikli zoyvam oid, have to be very careful with it. We know that Birchus HaTorah is deraisa. The Mishnah Berurah brings that's the maskon of the Shah Gazaria. It's one of the two brochas we've got of our daily brochas, which are deraisa. Brochas are generally derabonon. Birchus HaTorah is deraisa. Birchus HaMazon is deraisa. And Birchus HaTorah is deraisa. It's a brocha min HaTorah. And therefore, misofik. Normally we say sofik brochas lahokil, not by Birchus HaTorah. If a person, says Mishnah Berurah, is not sure if he made Birchus HaTorah this morning, he can't remember, he's not sure, so you can't, ignore it, you can't say sof brochas lahokil. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the halacha is that you have to, if nistapik lo, you have to say it again. It's sofik deraisa lechumrah. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, that when it comes to sofik deraisa lechumrah, you don't need to repeat the whole Birchus HaTorah, one brocha is sufficient. So you got a choice, which brocha should we choose? One brocha is sufficient to be yotze the deraisa Birchus HaTorah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, choose Asher Baruch Habonu, Shehi HaMe'ula Sheba Brochas Kedisa B'Gemara. Asher Baruch Habonu is the Me'ula. It's got a special chashivas, it's called Me'ula Sheba Brochas. And therefore, that's the one, if you got a sofik, and you need to repeat, or you need to say Birchus HaTorah, say the brocha Asher Baruch Habonu, which even though, as we explained, is really the shvach on Maim Da Sinai, but it's a Birchus HaTorah, with that year, your mitzvah deraisa. That's the sofik lechumra, which you are supposed to be mekayim if you've got sfeikas. There are many sfeikas which can happen in Hilchos Birchus HaTorah. Can't go through all of them. There's quite a few. Punkt by Shavuos morning is the time we enter with most sfeikas, the time which is, in a way, perhaps the most appropriate time to have the privilege of saying Birchus HaTorah. There are a lot of sfeikas involved, staying up all night. If you need to, do you need to sleep in order to get a new chiyuv Birchus HaTorah, or is it the night, the next day, which is mechayev a new Birchus HaTorah? Sfeikas, one has to find the ways out of sfeikas. There is one eitzah brought down. There are many sfeikas which haven't got clear solutions. For example, if a person goes for a good shlof during the day, shinas kva amitosoi beyoyim, is that mechayev a new Birchus HaTorah or not? Mechaber brings two shitzes in Simen Yud Aleph, and Mechaber says the minik is that one doesn't make a new Birchus HaTorah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's true that's the minik which Mechaber says, but there are many poskim which disagree with that. Lecha Chamudois, Prichodosh, El Yerabe, Goan, Chai Odom, there are a lot of poskim which are not so sure that you shouldn't be making it. And Mishnah Berurah says a very interesting pshora, Hamavorech Loi Hifsid. You won't lose out if you make the brocha. Whether that means one should or one shouldn't, I'm not 100% clear. If you make it, loy hifsid, does it mean should I? If you do it, you won't lose out. Now, what exactly should I do? Yeah, but what should I do? It's not clear, should I or shouldn't I? We like to know the straight, clear, crystal clear answer. Should I or shouldn't I? If you do it, you won't lose out. I'll comment, that's the hachro of the Mishnah Berurah, Boruch loy hifsid. I did see brought down, apparently Gedolim use this Eitzah. In all Sfeikas, there is an Eitzah. It's an Eitzah Bemes, but all Sofik Brochas. Where you got the, on one hand, the Sofik here Broch, and on the other hand, a problem of making Brochas, as Cheshash Broch Levatola. There's an Eitzah of saying Vayivorech David. If a person knows Vayivorech David is Psukim, and you got Broch Hashem Lekei, it's on the oil of the oil on, you've got the posuk which has got in it the basic ingredients of a brocha. So if you say that posuk in Vayivorech David, and then when you come to Min HaOlam, which is the end of the posuk, then you can say Asheket Shalom Mitzvot Tzivonu La'asim B'Divrei Torah, or finish off Asher Baruch Habonu Kol Ha'amim. You're not making a brocha. On one hand, you've got the chashivas, you've got all the ingredients of a brocha, and you haven't got the chashash of brocha levatola, because I said a posuk. I had in mind it could be used, but I set a pausing. And it's actually brought down in the poskim, the Pesachei Teshuva in Yerodea Simshian Chof Ches, Siv Kot and Aleph, talks about solving in Hilchus Chala in Yerodea, and he talks about certain Sveikas in Hilchus Chala. Should I be mafish with a brocha? Should I not be mafish with a brocha? And he says, not to clear Chot, save Ivorach David. And it's trying to how far do you say it? Because we need Shem with Malchus. So Lekei, Moshem Lekei Yisrael is Shem. Where's the Malchus? So the Pesach Shuvah actually says, Til Lecho Shem HaMamlocha. I'll carry on a little bit further in the Psukim. Mention the word Malchus. And by saying that, so that's, it's a Pesach Shuvah B'Shem, I think Shuvah's pre-Tvua, and says that's a way of doing it. And I saw brought down B'Shem Rebbe Eliyashiv Zatzal. He said, normally he doesn't like Chochmas. Don't like Chochmas Halacha. Halacha is clear. Chochmas, don't like Chochmas. But Birchus Torah, he agrees you're supposed to use Chochmas. He says, Chazal also did it. Chazal also talked about being Yoyte with Avarab or Avasoylam, the ways of being Yoyte. It seems by Birchus Torah is a time where you're allowed to do these patentanizing, his nusuk was, patentan, a patent, the Yiddish word, a patent, to use his eitzes and ways of getting around the problem. But Birchus HaTorah, it's chashivas, it's so choshuv. Do not have a Birchus HaTorah. You're missing out, and to Bruch Levatole, you can't ignore the Chomer Bruch Levatole either. So therefore, it's good to find eitzes in order to have your Birchus HaTorah. One interesting shaila, which I saw brought down with the interesting psak, I'm not saying a lot of lemais, but I saw brought down. If a person went to bed at night, and he woke up in the middle of the night, and it's not working, he's trying to toss and turn and get back to sleep, it's far too early for him to get out. And he's tossing and turning, and it's not going, he's wasting his time in bed. So there's an eater, get up and learn. But he's not getting up till an hour, he can't start, it's far too early to start today. So he wants to get up and learn for an hour, however long it takes till he gets sleepy again, and then go back to bed, and then get up in the morning, nice and fresh. Now, he's got nice Birchus HaTorah Shail over here. He's had sleep number one, and sleep number one, Doshtek, somebody's mashkin koidem oyayoyim, mechuy Birchus HaTorah. But he's going to carry on with a good night's sleep after, the good couple of shins kvar metosa balayla, which is more than shins kvar metosa vayayim. Is he going to have a second Birchus HaTorah? So he's going to need two Birchus HaTorah. It's a Shaila, and the Mishnah Berurah talks about it. This is based on Siman Mem Zayin Siv Yud Gimel. So the Mechaber says, your first, when you wake up and you decide to learn now, you need Birchus HaTorah. What about after the next Shloth? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein Tzorach Lachzev Oreich, Mistoma, your Birchus HaTorah is, you've got in mind to part of the next one, and it doesn't need. Opposite says, Mishnah Berurah, I'm not very sure about that. Because even a sleep by day is Mechayiv, a Shinus Kvar Bayoim could be Mechayiv Birchus HaTorah. A Shinus Kvar Balaylo, a good Shlof at night, should Zichah be more of a Shaila. So he's got a big problem. What should he do when he wakes up in the morning now? So Mishnah Berurah gives his psak again. Hamavorech loy hifsit. So therefore, if you make the brocha, you won't be losing out. Should I or shouldn't I? Not 100% clear. Hamavorech loy hifsit. So I saw brought down that Rabbi Aaron Lev Steinemann Zatzal, he had this shaila often. He had it that he used to wake up in the night and according to the time allotted, which he felt in his sleep, it wasn't enough, but he wasn't going to spend time tossing into an eagle up. So what do? So he had this eitzah. He made, for Birchus HaTorah, as we know, the key of one brocha is enough. So what he did, after his first shloth, before he learned, he did brocha number one. Then he went back to bed and slept his second shinas kvar. Then he carried on. After you woke up the second time, he did brocha number two. To divide the brochas doesn't seem to be a serious problem. You've got to keep, at the end of the day, or sorry, at the end of the night, he's got his full Birchus HaTorah. And both learnings have been preceded by a Birchus HaTorah, because the din d'oraisa yoyta with one brocha. We need to make altogether two brochas. So I've done each learning here was preceded by a brocha. The end, I've got my two brochas, and that way a gewaltke patent that he sorted out his problem. And apparently he heard this eitzah from Abchaim, Hagon Abchaim Greinemann Zatzal, and later he found out that the Mekor of the eitzah was the Chazanish. The Chazon Ish was mounted to say, it's a goyness. I'm not saying any halacha lemaisa, but I'm just saying we need to find eitzes. We need to find eitzes. Learning needs Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah gives an extra power in the learning. We need to find eitzes to make sure we get our Birchas HaTorah some way or other, somehow fit it in, that we shouldn't have too many sfeikas. So that's the power. We have visited the chashivas of Birchas HaTorah, and as Mishmur says, make sure you say it besimcha as well. It gives a tremendous chashivas to one's learning, and it gives tremendous skulas, as we said, to the learning. And sorikli zoe ma'oid, one has to be very, very careful to do Birchas HaTorah properly and not to overlook the tremendous chiv of the Birchas HaTorah. So this is one ha'ora of bring our Yom Tov Shavuos into our daily lives and not put some in the past. Every day our Birchas HaTorah is supposed to relive with our Shavuot Chabon, our Birchas HaTorah, and if we care for Birchas HaTorah, so we get a kesher to Birchas HaTorah daily. In this week's parasha, in Parashas Nosoi, we've got the parasha of Birchas Kohenim, the Gevaltke Brocha, which the Kohenim give us. As in Chutz Loretz, we're not zoicha to Birchas HaKohenim daily, we're only zoicha to Birchas HaKohenim on Yom Tovin, and Birchas HaKohenim is a tremendous brocha. The Rambam writes, yeah, I apologize. Yeah, sorry. In Chutzot by Ashkenazim, yeah, I apologize. In Chutzot in Ashkenazim, we are not Zoicha to Birchas HaTorah daily, 100% right. But the Kila Kadosh, the Sfarshi Kila's Kadosh, they've kept up the minig with Chol Toikvoi, and they are the lucky ones. We are the ones who are losing out. They're the lucky ones who got it.
I said to Rav Stepak, there will be nothing wrong with Ashkenazi to come to and listen to the
correct, correct. Yeah. I think you'll have to make an extension. Get everybody in there. Right. So I called upon him. So therefore, Birchas Kohenim is a tremendous brocha. It's a tremendous brocha, which is a brocha which the Torah tells us that she's a brocha. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam talks about Kohen, which type of level Kohen do you need in order to give a good Birchas Kohenim? Says the Rambam, no, you don't check. There's no faher on the Kohen, the right madrega. Ava pisha ein achochem, vein abductive b'mitzvahs. And hareza noises kapov. Shemitzvahs asei al kohen, 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 whose role is his kabayim. So Mamela, every Kohen, a Kohen is part of the elite members of Klal Yisrael. They're all, each one of them is choshev, and each one is a perfect shliach, let's call him, to do the Birchas Kohenim. Says the Rambam, Valtitamo Vatoima, you may have a question. Ma toyo birchas hedid ze? You got this Kohen, a fine yid, obenishkazar, groyser, very nice, what's he gonna work? Ma toyo birchas hedid ze? Says the Rambam, I'm reading that lot in the Rambam. Says the Rambam, don't know, you're getting it wrong. She ain't kibbul a brocha tolu bekoinim. Do you think it's the Kohen giving you the brocha? El abkodesh poruchu. The Rabbeinu Shem's giving you a brocha. She nema vesoma shemi al we're hearing Birchas Hashem when the Kohenim, when we're zeichet of the Kohenim in front of us, giving the Birchas Kohenim, we're hearing Birchas Hashem. As I state that the beautiful words of the Rambam. So Gon Rabbi Leib Zatzal said, don't think pshat the Rambam is. The Kohen we give broken. Hashem said, yes, I agree. No, that's not pshat. Not pshat, the Kohen we give us a broken. Hashem said, right, I'll confirm, I'll countersign it, and I'll authorize it, and I'll give the broken. No, that's not pshat. The Kohenim, when they're giving over the brocha, this is directly giving over Birchas Hashem. Hashem is telling us Yivarecho. When the Kohen was saying Yivarecho, Hashem is telling us Yivarecho. The Kohen is telling us Hashem, the Hashem saying Hashem, V'yishmerecho. These are the words of the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Kohenim are posh transmitting the brocha of the Rabbeinu Shalom over to Klal Yisrael. Said to Bali, you want a Maimed Har Sinai, a living Maimed Har Sinai, just listen to Birchas Kohenim properly. By Maimed Har Sinai we heard the words of Hashem. By Maimed Har Sinai we heard the Rabbi Shem speaking to us and telling us. Where have we got Maimed Har Sinai today? Where do we appreciate? Birchas Kohanim. By Birchas Kohanim, it's Ken, we're hearing the words of the Rabbeinu Shem. The Rabbeinu Shalom is giving over the Brocha Das. He told the Kohanim, you speak, and these are the words I am now giving over to Klal Yisrael. This is the song worship of Niavorchem, and he says, I am benching Klal Yisrael. That is what they're doing. They're just giving over the Brocha. So says the Balei, it may be if a Kohen is a tzaddik, it's a Brocha plus a Brocha. Maybe you've got the biggest tzaddik in them as well. Fine, that's extra bonuses. Oh, but the main Brocha is, whatever happens, the Kohen is transferring the Brocha of the Rabbeinu to us. And therefore, says the Balei, ich wohl gesagt, that the Kohen, he doesn't even have to think much, the Toichen of Brocha. He has to say over the word, Hashem, his portion, transferring the Brocha of the Rabbeinu Shalom to us. We're hearing the Devar Hashem. So even if the Kohen wouldn't be mechavim with the Alek Kavonis for the Brocha, he's mechavim to be kind of the mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Shalom told me to deliver the Brochas to you. So therefore, he may not need to have his own Kavonis. Zogt der Abel Meister steht in the Brochus, the Los and Apostles, Koi Savorus Bnei Yisrael, not Koi Soimu. The Kohen are not just supposed to some say of it, be the postman of transferring the Dvar Hashem to us. No, they give us the Broch, it goes through the Kohenim. Rashi said to be Bekavon Bnei Sholem, Yivor, as Ami saw, but Avo, the Kohenim tell us, they give it over there, Avo to Klal Yisrael, they give it over to us. It goes through the Kohenim, through the Gewaltiger Avo, the Kohenim have got to us, that's how they transfer the Broch to Klal Yisrael. Oh, Toshay, the Ramos is very worried about it. And the Ramos said, because we are Fatsoras to people, and we're missing out the Simcha, and you need the Simcha, Shvera Tamim. We know the Gaon tried to reintroduce it. He tried it. Oh, but Minshamayim, they stopped him. It all started, the fire broke out, he ended up in prison. Minshamayim, the Loshan of the Orchashun, Ki'iru Bas Kol Yot Minshamayim. No, you're not Zoycha. The Sfarish killers, they were Zoycha. As Ashkenazim, we unfortunately are not in the Madrega to have it, so we are not allowed to do it. We don't even know why, but that Hashem showed us that we're not up to the Madrega and we can't have it daily. So I'll call upon him. Yeah, that's what we just heard. You heard the invitation. Go to the Spanish shul and you chase after. Yeah, 100%, yes. Yeah, it should go chase. It's a gewaltige Ina to go chase. Hagon of Aaron Leib Zatal, when he was here, he went to Morley, didn't he? He went to... he went, he made sure not to miss out on the bit. 100%. We need to read into the Chashivas, and we need to know the right addresses, where to find it. So after the Birchas Kohanim, the Kohanim have got a special tefillah. They say, Osinu Mashi Gezarta Aleinu, we've done what you are going on us. What's the interesting loshen of Sinu Mashi Gezarta Aleinu? What's this loshen mean? So the name is all the same aside. Really, it's the broch of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's a mela. No, it's a gezeira that how does the broch come over to us through the Chosh V'Koinim? They are just doing a gezeira of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam of giving over the broch to us. Or be'ik the broch is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Bosh was Goyza. The way the Brosh given out to us is through the Koinim. There was a mice at the Briskerov and his minion once they were missing a Koin. I think there's different versions, whether it was Shon Yom Kippur, another time mixes when it was. There was a time they were missing the Kohen, and they had to wait for a Kohen. And the Briskerov said, yes, wait. And they waited, and they waited, and waited. It was a half an hour waiting till they found a Kohen to give the best Kohenim. And people on the people were schmoozing a bit. The Briskerov heard what they were saying, and he kept quiet. And after downing, the Briskerov said, Menschen gehen von jen eck welt zu herrn ab ich sadig, they geben euch geld, they geben euch zeit, auf ab ich sadig, da haben wir noch Brüche von der Teure, a halbe Schau können wir schon weggeben. You better spend far more time and money to get a Birchus HaTzaddik from somewhere. From a Brocha from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, a half an hour, you talk about Tichus Zvura. He was totally astonished at their attitude towards Birchus Kohanim. We have to realize what the Chashivas of Birchus Kohanim is. And as we hear, this is we're hearing the words of Hashem. This is a Maimat HaSinai, hearing the words of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, being transmitted to us, this Gewaltige Brocha. So we have to know, we have to be Machshiv, the few occasion when we've got our Birchas HaKodim by us, Ashkenaz, B'nai Chutz Loretz. So then you have to appreciate it and never realize what a chosh of a bracha it is. Come back to Birchas HaTorah. Asher Baruch HaBona V'kol HaAmim V'nosan Lonu Es Toirosoi. As we said, this is the bracha of Maimed Har Sinai. This is the bracha that Rabbi Yishon chose us and gave us his Torah. Es Toiro Soi, his Torah. The Boshin gave us his Torah. The Gemara in Nido, Daf Ayin Abayis, Sholu Ansheach Zandire, Es Rabbi Shub Ben Hananya. Lots of questions. One of the questions was, Mayas Odom Yechkam. What's the Eitzah for a person to become a Chochem? What's the Eitzah? So he gave him a very simple, no-nonsense answer. You want to know the Eitzah is, Yar Bebi Yeshiva, just sit and learn, 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 and learn. That's the Eitzah. And you might, and other things, just sit and learn, just learn, that's Eitzah. Says the Gemara, Harba also came, the Lord of Yodam, who tried it. Many have tried, some managed, but many have tried, learn, and it still didn't work. So what's the Eitzah? Elo, Yispala Lemi Yisha Chochma Shaloi. You need to down as well. In order to be Koina Toya, Chochma Satoya, you have to sit and learn. The Gemara says, and clearly not Tfitzwa, the Gemara says, and you need both. You need both of the things. The Gemara says, Ho Beloi Ho Loi Sagya. Just the learning doesn't work without the tefillah. Just the tefillah doesn't work without the learning. You need both together. You need the tefillah, the tziruv of tefillah Toya. And the Gemara says, Moshal, Lemelech Shaosa Suda. He made a suda for his avodim, or he meshage lo yavov from his own portion. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has created a world, and he gives out parcels to all sorts of people. But the Torah, that's Hashem's own private portion. You want the private portion? It's betoyas Hashem, and brobin ki Hashem yitan chokmah mipiv dasas vuna. Learning Torah means we want Hashem's own portion, his portion. Who gets the portion of the king? The oyav of the king. Those are the friends, those ones that are close to the king. You want the king's portion? Well, you have to make sure you're one of the close korav lemalchus. That's what tefillah does. Tefillah makes us close to the king, makes us close, and that's how we're zoicha to the kehashem yitin chocho mipiv dasas vunam. So the way to be koina Torah. Avad we need to learn. Avad we have to care bichsa Torah. But remember, we have to daven as well. We need to daven konzi tefillah in order to attain madregas in Torah. Tefillah is essential, and tefillah is imperative. You have to ho b'loy ho loy sagya. So Ataka saw in the Maimed Har Sinai, there's a Tashbatz, a Chutzvat, a massive Chiddush. I haven't seen it anywhere else. So the Tashbatz says there b'shas Maimed Har Sinai Klali so were fasting. Whether it was the night before, the day exactly, we know after, they couldn't find the food, they had no food, they'd eat cheesecake because everything was straight. But in before, they were fasting. Whether it was the night exactly, how long were they fasting for? Zoishtet in Tashbatz, said, that's why Chosun fasts beyond Chaposoi, says the Tashbatz, because Minhoge Chosun are compared to, in many ways, to Minhoge Matan Torah, because Matan Torah was a ghetto, also a chasna klal Yisrael, with the Rabbi Yisrael, with the Torah. So we can learn a lot of Minhoge Chosun from Maimed Har Sinai. So like it's on Yisrael, they fasted, that's why Chosun fast by Yechapos, as they state in Tashbatz. What was the idea of this fasting at Har Sinai, of the state Tashbatz, that they fasted? Tefillah, right? In order to have a Shleim Zikhe Kabbalah Satayra, you need to have Ho, Beloi Ho, Lo Yisagya. You need one with the other. You need the Tziruv. You need the Tziruv of Torah with Tefillah. So that's the way to be Koyin Torah. I saw a Mordek Maisa. There's plenty of mice about it, but I saw a recent mice. I was told that it's written a Mordek Maisa, the power of tefillah for Torah. There's yeshiva ketana, a bob of yeshiva ketana in Bnei Brak, where quite a number of bochim sitting around there, and there's one boch who applied, and the yeshiva told, he's just not going to make it. He just can't. You're not going to get anywhere with him. You're just not going to get anywhere with him. He just can't learn. Sweet boy. But his learning is just simply, his level of learning is extremely low. You're not going to get anywhere with him. He's just not going to work. But they had to accept him. He was part of the Kreiser. They had to accept him. He was part of the Kilo, which the Yeshiva was part of it. But he says, Bob, the Kilo, Bob, the Shikitan, he was part. They had to accept him. And they accepted this Bocha. And the Magashir says exactly how they were told in advance, exactly so. Fares were absolutely zero. He knew nothing. And his learning didn't go. He was a sweet boy, but Nishke can't learn. He wasn't getting anywhere. The Magashir gives out the Fares, Friday Fares, whenever it was, and the paper comes back. Each question was right, one after the other, 100%. And repeat itself the following week, 100%. So they were quite sure this book is obviously cheating. He's obviously cheating. Where he's getting answers from, it's not from himself, he's cheating. So they had a good check. Next week they gave out the hair, they kept a very close eye on him. He seems to be sitting down, he's writing. A shite. And the hair comes in, 100%. They didn't know what exactly is going on. They get a phone call from the mother of this boy. The Magashir gets a phone call. Says, I can't thank you enough for what you've done to my son. So the Magashir said, I don't know what we've done to your son. He said, a few weeks ago, I don't know whether the Yeshiva gave a shmooze or the Magashir gave a shmooze, you said over a story. So this Magashir or Yeshiva said, he remembers, he was talking about the Chashivas of learning, Davi for learning, Kavona Avarabo. He remembered, said this, whoever gave the shmooze, that when he was young, he once davened by the Divar Yoel, Rabbi Yoel Shmasatma, Zeich Tzadik Livrocha, and he remembers getting a tremendous chizuk, made a tremendous impression on him, seeing the Divar Yoel saying Avarabo, davening Avarabo, mit Pius, Dorsa Gata Elter Yid, other than the Divra Yoel, with his goinas, and with his tzidkas, and with his greiser, kreis, and the head, the roisha, all the killer satman, the welt, when a weizer chois the oigen by Avar Abba. And it made a tremendous impression. You see, vimidav davenen, a person needs to kaseida daven. That was the story which was told over to the yeshiva bochim, the chashiv's Avar Abba. This boy comes home, told his mother, the shmooz, something he understood, the story which was told over about this Avarab Divriyon. So the mother says to him, no, how about doing it? You know you're struggling with your learning. You know, don't go. Now how about it? Have a go. So I said, I can't do that. What's it going to look like? Me, Ipsibuch, and Avarab, the milk dumb, I'm going to start crying. It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be very embarrassing. What's in the front of everybody else? I should start crying in Avarab. I can't do that. You can't expect to do that. Yeah, the mother said, understand. Then they thought of Eitzah. Do you know what? The boy said, I've got Eitzah. I'll come early to davening, before davening starts. I'll go when the base mesh is empty. I'll say Ava Rabba without Hashem's name. And then I can daven properly. Nobody's there. Nobody hear me. Nobody will see me. I'll daven myself. Ava Rabba without Hashem's name. And kachav. That's what he did. And that's what he did. And that's what happened. He's a changed boy. So it's a recent Maisa, Maishoya, Shiva Tan Ibn Abraham, Bobushin Ibn Abraham, a recent Maishoya, Tfilah works. Hope, Lahola Isaiah, it's not everybody's kibench with a shaf a cop, not everybody's kibench with a cop which can be coiled. Oba, Hope, Lahola Isaiah, a person to be coiled a toira, of other bichs a toira, Damachavat and Tfilah, Midav Damanan. There's another Maisa, more of an older Maisa, this was a recent Maisa. There's a similar Maisa, the Rebbe for a Moshe Feinstein's a tal. Hagon Rapesach Mikovrin, this is forum Shiura Rapesach Mikovrin. It's written, printed in that Dom of the Sefer. Hagon Rapesach Mikovrin, aimed for the Gedoyler Shashivas, a little pre-war, probably pre-first war already. Right, so the Gedoylim, when he was young, a younger man, he also couldn't learn. He couldn't learn. So he had his tafkid, he had his job in a certain yeshiva, whether it was a mashkiach or something, and he was once walking past two people talking and learning. And he gave over his aura, totally off the mark. And he smiled at him. He's totally missed the point. And he felt awful. He's tried to join in the Coxaglen. He's missed the point. It was totally off the mark. He went in the corner at the base mesh and he cried his eyes out. He cried his eyes out and he fell asleep. And he had a dream that your tefillahs have been this couple. Start learning. That was, he was told in a dream, get up, wait, when you wake up, get down to work, start learning. And he woke up, he remembered his dream, and he opened up, he started with Sekhtar Bova Kammer, that's what he started with, and he understood it. And he went and came to him. Everything came to him. He started, it worked, and it worked, and it worked. For James Gavon, the Grace are gone, and repairs from Green, the Rebbe for a Moshe Feinstein's Zatal. Tefillah works. Tefillah is a gym. So, Mamela, our Kabbalah Sotoya, we want our Kabbalah Sotoya to keep. So, therefore, we want to maintain our Kabbalah Sotoya. So, if we're Nizu Bir Sotoya, and we keep on dumbling, then the Rebbe will give us the Torah with all the brochas which Torah brings with it.
Amen.